coming soon to the 34th anniversary of Our Lady Sulpicius, 34 years, heirs of grace, grace that God has granted to us. And first, what I always say to all pilgrims is, when you come here in Medjugorje, when you come here to Medjugorje, let your first words be words of thanksgiving. We say, Lord, thank you for your grace, for every gift you give, and thank you, Lord, for allowing Our Lady to stay with us for this long. We often ask ourselves, when we come here to Medjugorje, why Our Lady comes for this long? Why she gives us so many messages? I desire to say to you that this, what is happening here in Medjugorje, these 34 years are the gift from God. It's God's plan. God wanted this to happen. We shouldn't ask ourselves why, but we should simply thank God. And at the same time, in the same moment, if each one of us accepts the words of Our Lady, the words of her invitation when she invited us here in Medjugorje to open our hearts to her, then our hearts will understand why she comes. In the first place, we will understand in our heart that Our Lady is our mother. And she has been following this path for so many years. Let us remember her sisters have her single message with the words, my dear children. She is the mother. She is the mother of all of us. She is the mother who loves her children, who wishes well to her children, and who desires to bring her children to joy, to salvation, and to peace. And that peace, joy, and salvation can be found only in Jesus Christ. That is the reason why Our Lady has been coming here for this long. Our Lady has been coming because she desires to bring us to Jesus, to show us the way which will lead us to Jesus Christ. When the Christians started here in Medjugorje, 34 years ago, I was a kid, a little boy, and I was 10 years old. My life at that time was a life of an ordinary kid. I lived faith of a child, a simple faith, because I believe that a 10-year-old boy or child doesn't have really such a great experience of faith. They simply try to do what your parents are trying to teach you. And what my parents were always trying to teach me, what they were always saying to me, is that God exists, that Our Lord exists, that I should pray, that I should go to Mass, that I should behave myself. And I often remember prayers in our families, but never did I think to ask for the gift of God to be able to say Our Lady, because I never heard that Our Lady appeared somewhere before. I never heard the words of our family. I simply knew as a child, as a kid, Our Lady exists and that she's in heaven. And everything changed on the 25th of June in 1981. Now I can witness here that day was the most beautiful day of my life. On that day, God granted me such a great grace and such a great gift to be able to see Our Lady. Always with great joy, I remember my first meeting with Our Lady. But when for the first time I knelt before Our Lady, and when for the first time I looked into the eyes of Our Lady, how much love I could see in those eyes. And at the same time, I could feel the love in my heart, and I was learning to feel so loved, so protected. And I can see this, but in that moment, I felt like a child of a mother. And in that very moment, I felt in my heart a lady of my mother, and I started loving her as my mother. And I remember that after the first person, we remained in prayer, and although we were kids, we did understand in our heart that we had received a great gift and grace from God, and we were not even ready for it because we never asked for that from God. And then we asked ourselves, what do we do now? What happens next? What will my life be like? Will I be able to answer to all that Our Lady asks of us? And the questions continued. All down to the moment when Our Lady gave us a message. And in that message, Our Lady said, "Dear children, it's enough for you to open your hearts to me, and I will do the rest." In that moment, I understood that I, as a person, as a child at that time, I was not able to do a lot, but that I was able to do one thing, and that was to say yes to Our Lady, to give my life to her, my heart and my life. And from that moment, I completely surrendered to Our Lady. A new dream life started for me. A new life with Our Lady. Life that I will never be able to thank the Lord for, to thank Him for everything that I've been given. And growing up and growing in faith, I understood one important thing. To see Our Lady is a great gift, but at the same time, I received even a greater gift and a greater grace, and that is to get to know Jesus Christ through Our Lady. And that is something the most beautiful, and the reason why Our Lady has been coming here to Medjugorje. She desires to bring us to Jesus. And by way, Our Lady invites us to for this long time, is the way of prayer, conversion, peace, fasting, and holy mass. So many times Our Lady in her messages invite us to pray. I remember there were messages when she would pronounce only three words, when she said, "Pray, pray, pray." And when Our Lady invites us to prayer, she always says, "Open your hearts and pray with your hearts." Feel the joy of prayer, peace of prayer, transform prayer into joy. And I do believe that it's truly so, because none of us can pray if we are forced or read her messages. Because Our Lady never said in her messages, "You must, you have to." She simply invites us. And I believe that each of our hearts should feel need for prayer, and we can simply feel that the prayer should become our daily food. And in the moment when we get to know the prayer of the heart, and when our hearts truly start praying, in that very moment, the prayer will become, as Our Lady said, the answer to all that we are looking for in our life. That is something very important for you pilgrims who come here to Medjugorje. You come with so many questions. You are looking for many answers. And very often you come to speak to us, and you are looking for an answer, but we cannot give you the answer. We can simply say and share with you what Our Lady says to us. We can share with you our testimony and give our witness. And only God is the one who can give us the answer. And Our Lady teaches us how to be able to receive the answer, and that means to open our hearts and to pray. Very often, people ask me, what's the prayer with the heart? What created with our four aspects from God. Ask for it for from God, and that's why I invite you. While you're here and like you are and when you come here, you want to be able to truly accept what our Lady has been inviting us to here and to start doing what she has been inviting us to do. We, in the first place, have to set our hearts free. We need to set our hearts free from the weight of sin, from all that is stopping us and disabling us to receive God's graces. When you come here, you are here for 3 days. You go to listen to different testimonies from different people. Oh, my God, it's nice and beautiful. But I do believe that the most beautiful thing that can happen to you and the most beautiful meeting is the meeting with the Lord. And I invite you, while you're here in Nicaragua, to one place where you will remain in silence on your own, where you will be able to open your heart to the Lord, and where you will ask for the gifts of God, so that your heart may feel that grace and start to change. Very often we talk, but we never allow God to speak to our heart. That's why we need silence. We need to be silent in place, so that we can feel those words of God in our heart. Enough for that gift here in Nicaragua. If our Lady has been coming here for 34 years, this year of graces she's been giving us so many gifts, then we truly should start opening ourselves to our Lady. Our Lady also so many times invited us to pray in our families. Our Lady said, nothing can unite family as the family prayer set together in the family. And that is something that I experienced in my own family. The unity of our family can be most different in the moments when we are together praying. And you have your children. You have to be an example to your children. I always remember the words of my father's laughter, who once said, "You parents, you are those who need to put the rules of faith to your children when they are small." As you evidence that even if one day they go far from God, they will come back, because the ticket that you gave to them will remain in their hearts. Therefore, I believe that children are the gift from God. And I also believe at the same time that our children are our responsibility, that we parents are responsible. What do our children need to do? They don't need many things or new technology. Our children need parents. They need family. They need peace in the family. Our children in the first place need God to be in the first place in our families. Our Lady also invites us to fasting. And very often, I hear from parents and they say, "Why should we fast?" And there is a message. And in that message, Our Lady says, "Dear children, with your prayer and with fasting, you can accomplish anything." Then, why do we ask ourselves, what's the purpose of fasting? Our Lady says to us that with fasting and prayer, we can achieve anything. We can even stop the wars. I believe that fasting is something we all need, but we also are free from earthly things, because we very often forget all that we have, and we often want for more, and we often forget about the bread we have in our table every day, and we forget about people who grind of hunger in the world. And I remember I made this message when Our Lady said, "You children, you have many things. You do a lot. But without God's blessing." And truly, we need to understand that we do things, but we have everything. We to say loud and far, and a Christian, to be a Christian means to show with your example. Very often there are people around us who are in need, and yet we do not see them. And when we think of the people who are in need, we always think that they are in need of our material things. On the contrary, they do not need that, but they need our love, they need our words. Try to speak to those people. Sometimes try to play with them, so that they may truly feel like our brothers and sisters. Because before God, we are all the same. We are all children of God. God does not make any distinction. Why does one come to Nigeria? One does not come to Nigeria because of the visionaries. Because no visionaries are saints. We are just ordinary people like anyone else. We want to live holy. We desire to live holiness. Because like all of you, we are invited to holiness. But at the same time, we are human beings, we are like anyone else. Also, do not come here to Nigeria to look for signs. What's the meaning of signs? What are they for? Because if we look around ourselves, all around us we can see the signs of God. Very often it happens at that time of Holy Mass, people are looking at the sun, and they will be able to see a sign. And at the same time, Holy Mass is on, the greatest sign that God left on the earth for us. Every human being is the sign of God, and yet we often do not recognize him. The greatest sign of Nigeria. And what Nigeria is recognized about is the change of life. We need to start a new life here with the Lord, new life with our Lady. I am convinced that each one of you who has come here to Nigeria, that you have come here because you are invited by our Lady. You came because God wanted you to be here today. But at the same time, all of you who have come to Nigeria, from this moment on, you have a great responsibility. And as I decided one of the messages to your children, I want all of you from this moment on to become my apostles in the world. To be our Lady's apostles, to witness, doesn't mean to go around and to speak and talk. Very often we use too many words. But when you return home, show this with your life. You do not have to talk and say, I'll be to Nigeria, but allow people to recognize Nigeria in you. What humans also ask me often is, how beautiful our Lady is. How beautiful is she, they ask. I say that I will never be able to answer that question. I can simply say that I see her as a normal person, that I talk to, that I play with. She wears dress white veil, white hair, blue eyes. But I witness beauty in the first place. For me, it's what you experience in your heart. But immeasurable, immense love, joy, and peace you feel as she gives you in that moment. And also, at the same time, our Lady is beautiful as a person. I remember when we were kids, we asked her once, our Lady, how is it possible that you are this beautiful? And our Lady smiled, and she answered, she said, dear children, I'm beautiful because I love. But in order to be beautiful, children, you need to love. We need to love our people. We need to love everyone. We need to recognize our brothers in everyone. Also, something that parents are interested in are the secret. And straight away, when we mention the word secret, straight away we think of the wars or catastrophes. But our Lady says, dear children, do not think about secrets, but every moment of my life. So be ready to come before God. Because none of us can say, only God will invite us. Only God knows that. He can call us in any moment. And the question is, are we ready? Every moment when I wake up and when I say that I'm still here on the earth, my first words are the words of Thanksgiving. And my prayer is, Lord, thank you for every new life for me that I live here on the earth is a gift from God, is a grace from God, because on that day I can become even better. I can become better. I can do more good deeds, and I can earn the kingdom of God. And I would like to conclude with the words of Our Lady, with the words of the mother who shows us her love and has been showing it for 34 years, especially in the message when she said, "Dear children, if you knew how much I love you, you would cry out of joy." And I do believe that each one of us has to look into our hearts and ask our hearts, if I accepted Our Lady as my mother, if I started loving her as my mother. I'm going to pray for all of you, for all your intentions, for your needs. And you also, pray for us here in Medjugorje, because I believe that God brings together us in Medjugorje and you in Medjugorje Kingdoms is the prayer. So let us always remain united in the prayer. Now we're going to pray Rabbi Joel Meir for all the intentions, and in a special way we remember all the sick people. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now, and at the hour of our death. Amen. Queen of peace, pray for us. Thank you.